Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Now, when people play Scrabble at home, the rules can vary a bit. Well, when it comes to Scrabble competitions, things are a bit more exacting. And to reflect the social ferment that we're witnessing at the moment, the North American Scrabble Players Association is to vote on whether to ban the use of 226 words that are deemed to be abusive or offensive. And this is of interest to people in this country because it includes words culchie, culchier and culchiest. I didn't even know the last two were words. On the line is John Chu, CEO of NASPA. Good afternoon, John.
Hi there. It's good to be here.
How did you collate this list of words?
Well, all of the words that are acceptable in Scrabble are found in one or more college-level dictionaries in North America. And next to each word, there's a label saying what type of usage it has, such as if it's derogatory or offensive or colloquial or whatever. Mm-hmm. In our case in North America, every occurrence of the word culchi, and I wasn't even sure I was allowed to say that word aloud, is labeled derogatory.
You totally are. At the start of the show, I said, if anybody in the country finds a word offensive, please get in contact. How many people have got in contact? Zero. We have a culchi festival. Now, it is a bit pejorative, but it's not. There's a word jacking that describes people who live in cities, but it's kind of more jokily pejorative rather than it's nasty.
Well, I think the context has a lot to do with it, right?
Yeah, is
it
okay absolutely.
For someone who's not a culchi to use that word? It has to do, I think, with reclaiming the pride in one's heritage or any other aspect of one's life. And that we've had that. We started the discussion with the so-called N-word in North America.
Sure.
And even that word has been reclaimed by a lot of black people. And so there was a good deal of controversy as to whether it was right for people who were not black to be telling black people that they couldn't use the N-word.
Yeah,
which I think.
But would people actually use words like the N-word in proper Scrabble tournaments?
Oh, indeed. Well, they still can. We have, in fact, formally decided to remove it, but that decision doesn't take effect until September. So someone could be sitting with that word as their very first play of the game, and they would be sitting there with the choice of playing Ginger or its anagram. And I think they would be making a statement if they didn't play Ginger.
Yeah, I would imagine it'd be sort of not many people would do that unless it's kind of racist Scrabble players or taking part in tournaments.
Well, we have this conceit at Scrabble tournaments and that the words have no meaning to us. But I think we can't really hide behind that anymore. When you play Scrabble in an app on your mobile, you can just tap your finger on the word to see what it means. And it's just Scrabble players like to learn and use lots of obscure words without thinking about the meaning. But I think moving forward, we are going to have to think about the meanings of at least some of the words.
And what dictionary do you use? Is it one set dictionary that everybody has to apply themselves to?
Yeah, so in North America, we use primarily the NASPA or North American word list. In Ireland, you would be using the Collins Scrabble words list. I've heard rumors that Collins is planning on doing something similar and removing at least the most offensive of the derogatory terms from its lexicon.
Wow.
I should also add that we're only talking about removing words that are specifically used to disparage or demean groups of people. Like you can continue to play the F word or, words that refer to bodily functions as long as they're, specific to races or religions or that sort of thing.
And the list of words you're currently considering, did you put it out to your members and people suggested words?
No, that would be a never-ending type of We did ask for public input, and we had over 1,000 responses to a poll. Our members themselves were pretty evenly split on even the question of the N-word, but members of the general public were 90% in favor of what we're proposing or what we've decided.
Wow. And so in when it comes to deciding which words you're not going to use anymore, are you going to have a kind of a vote on each word, or is it the words as a block?
No, we defer to the expert opinion of the lexicographers that have compiled our source dictionaries. So if the word is labeled as derogatory, offensive, obscene, etc. in a source dictionary, then we'll go with that, even if it means removing words like culchi or, I think hillbilly or redneck might be close correspondence over here. So they're on their way out as well.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's a pretty long list of words. So presumably then, even within that list of words, there may be words that you think, I don't know, that's not that offensive. And the list of people, the people who chose this list of words, was it words that they found personally offensive, or there was some sort of, is there a metric for deeming how offensive a word is?
I think in general, although I'm not a professional lexicographer, lexicographers in this day and age usually look at how words are used in the wild, in publication, they see if people are using them to disparage other people, and these things do shift over time, and the dictionaries themselves tend to be a little bit behind the times because they're working with things that have been printed and edited. But you know, I would think maybe 30, 40 years ago, I'm guessing even the word culture might have appeared less in print and less in a flattering context. So it's possible that it'll be re-added to the dictionary once that stigma wears off.
John, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's John Chu. He's CEO of NASPA. That's the North American Scrabble Players Association. As someone I see on Twitter says, I don't know any muck savage who finds the word culture offensive. We'll take a break. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.